Fall camp officially opened today inside the factory, joined alongside head coach Chris Creighton. A long time coming. The last time you were officially in a practice goes back to March. What did it feel like to be back out here today?
Well, we had one in March, so it was official, but it was quick. It feels great to be out here. The walkthroughs, we've been able to be with the guys now for a couple weeks, and super proud of how they're handling all of this, you know, amongst all the uncertainty. I think we just love being together and have been doing it as safely as we can and feel pretty good about how we've been doing it. So today, the first official day of camp, we're holding everything loosely and we're taking it day by day. So we didn't really treat it like the first day of camp. You know, we just treated it like another day of a walkthrough. We hear that there's going to be a decision made here soon. And so we're just going to keep taking it day by day and hope that the leadership, is using great wisdom, amidst the uncertainty, to do what's best for everyone.
Certainly you guys have always talked about battling adversity and going 1-0. This is similar to that in a lot of ways of you're battling something that every day is a new norm that you're changing. How have you thought that you and the coaches and even the student athletes have battled each day kind of being a different ballgame that you're playing against?
Well, I think it's been hard, to be honest with you. But I also think that it's better when we're together in terms of the adversity. I mean, when I remember, it was just a few days ago, it was the first time that I was physically in front of the team, since like March 10th or 11th. And so I loved Zoom in March and April, but I can't stand it now, And there's going through the adversity, just being together for a couple hours every day, It's just, it's encouraging. It's like a positive boost of energy. But we all know that there's just a lot of craziness, going on. So, like I said, we're just holding it loosely. We're grateful for the time that we have together. And, we really are, trying to do it right. I've never coached with a mask on before. And these guys haven't, played with masks and face shields and all that. And, we've tempered things down and split practices and all of that. But, I think that we're handling it as well as possible. We probably all have our moments. And we all probably have a little bit of different opinion too, and that's okay. Just taking it day by day.
When you usually in practice at the end of it, you tell everybody to shake it up and you're always trying to be supportive. How different is it to not go up to somebody, put your arm around them or high five or anything like that you're so used to doing?
Well, so unfortunately we're kind of getting good at getting used to it now. I mean, it's been a couple of weeks. Yeah, I mean, it is different, but there's perspective so important, right? If you think of it as, man, at least we get to see them.
Correct.
Right? For so many months, we didn't even get to see each other. And so if you look at it that way, then it's awesome. If it's like, man, I can't even give a guy a high five, then you can get negative real quick. But so we're choosing the path of, being grateful for the opportunities that we have to be together.
In terms of today, looking at the practice, I know you haven't had a chance to watch film, but what's your biggest takeaway from today in terms of enthusiasm or how guys were performing?
Yeah, I think all of us just love being together. We love the game of football, and we know that it's kind of a crazy time and that football is not the most important thing going on in our country, in our world right now. We get that. But it was good. We made a pretty good decision, our staff did, of splitting the practices. It's obviously helping with social distancing, but we're basically just doing sort of back-to-back practices, and they're a lot shorter, but everyone is getting incredible amount of reps, and everyone is getting coached. And I've never really done that before this long, as long as we can stay healthy and stay safe, we have the numbers to be able to do it. It's really been beneficial.